Well, one of the issues that I've looked at with this police attitude thing, I was explaining to Lahi, you know, what's going on with police. He's like, what the heck? He's like, what the heck is this? Cop shooting a 13-year-old? I said, it goes back to Malcolm Gladwell's book, Blink. There's research. This is researched. Police shootings are more likely after a high-speed chase. He's like, what do you mean high-speed? They're on foot. I'm like, yeah, well, they weren't walking. They were running. For what they were doing, the police officer had to run after the kid. So that they were going quickly. So the adrenaline's going. And police hallucinate and they see guns where they're not. And they don't want to kill the people. They don't have a racist bone in their body. They don't have a prejudice bone in their body. But they do this snap judgment and they kill someone they don't want to in the heat of the moment. And it happens all the time. And it's known, there's research for this. Gladwell talks about it in his book, Blink. Malcolm Gladwell. And it's like, they're not fixing the problem. And Lai looks at me, he goes, these are trained police. They're trained. And they're not learning how to not kill people when they know they're going to want to. When they know they're going to be angry, when they know they're going to make, they're not trained to deal with the problem they know they're going to have. They're trained police. I go, yup. Just police walk around. Remember the TV show Bad Boys? No, it was Cops, and the song was Bad Boys. It was Will Smith did a show, Bad Boys, I think it was. But the show Cops had this Bad Boys. And these police officers go around like these badasses. Right? Remember that? And it was like, yeah, police, go get them. They've developed that culture. Now, I'll tell you what, in Kalamazoo, there were some protests, Kalamazoo, Michigan. It was on the news. There were two different groups of somewhat peaceful protesters, two groups of picketers who disagreed with each other. And they were starting to argue with each other a little bit. Well, where's all the police? The police are swarming across the street. They're far from the scene. And it must have been some captain or something. He was a police officer in KZU, we call it Kalamazoo. He said, we are not going to be the main event. We police have learned from these past events. We've learned from Ferguson. We are not going to be the main event. We're here on the sidelines. We're off at a distance. If something starts, we're not going to start nothing. I'm paraphrasing. He was using better English. We ain't starting nothing. We're standing back. If there's a problem, we can go there quickly because we're across the street, right down the street. You know, we're near. But we are not the main event. We got protesters. They both came here. They know what they're doing. They know what they're getting into. They're going to start arguing. If it gets out of hand, we'll cross the street. But until it gets out of hand, we're not crossing the street. We, the police, are not the main event. Bravo. Now, that's a servant culture. And bravo, Kalamazoo. But I'll tell you, you've got police officers that shoot and kill people that they don't want to, and they regret that. But here's the question. Do those police officers cultivate the proper attitude? It all goes back to attitude. You remember, recall a few weeks ago, I was talking about how I was at the skate park, and a rookie was bored, you know, went out and started rolling across the park. Lodged into my own, I fell down and got angry and kicked his board as if away. Okay, I was just kicking it out of the way, but that was still a rude gesture. You're not supposed to do that. Can't do that. And my other skateboard buddies, they get that because you get angry, you want to. Well, here's a funny thing. Last weekend, I had this spiritual experience. I did this mystical emotional happening. And I'm a new person. Seriously. A lot of things I just don't care about. I want to do better. I want to love people, but many things I don't care about. I mean, this stuff happened with the police. I'm not going to get angry and go burn a car. The issue with what's happening with police, the trial in Minneapolis, the footage coming out from the Chicago cop, the Chicago police officer. I'm trying to be respectful to everybody. Killing the 13-year-old. The thing I care about is the truth. People need the truth. The truth is that cop killed that kid because he had a bad culture. He cultivated a badass culture. That's the issue. The murderer is the culture. We've got to deal with the real problem. And I just want to say something useful to get through the problem. And I don't want this. I certainly don't want any Blue Lives Matter campaigns. That just pours acid on the wound. What the heck? What the heck? Blue Lives Matter? What the heck? What cloud were people living on? You don't defend the good cops when the problem is the bad cops, because that's changing the subject. Yes, there's good cops. No one said there's not. What about the bad cops? You don't change the subject. And that's why we're in the problems that we are. The Blue Lives Matter people asked for this because they changed the subject instead of looking to the problem of the badass culture. As I said yesterday, Taiwan doesn't have this badass culture. They have a servant culture. And it's got its problems. The government thinks it's better than everybody else. But Taiwanese police use this doctor-like bedside manner. They practice it. It's really funny. I don't know how it fits in their training. Now, I'll tell you what. Taiwan immigration has a badass culture. Oh, my goodness. I don't know. Within the week, I should be receiving my letter from Taiwan's government. As far as my residence, my application for permanent residence. And that's going to be a dramatic decision maker on where I head with things. But the truth is, hopefully they grant it. But the things I had to do to get them to exercise common sense was ridiculous. So no government is perfect. I'm not saying that Taiwan is as clean and pure as a wind-driven snow. They've got a terrible badass culture in their immigration department. And that is why these countries are leaving Taiwan, not from Chinese bullying. The officers that deal with the foreigners, all these people coming in from other countries, the people that make the decisions behind the closed doors, frontline, behind the closed doors, decisions, policies, constantly insult people going in and out of Taiwan. And so they go home and they're not saying wonderful, wonderful things about Taiwan when they could be. And that's why these countries are so quick to drop diplomatic ties with Taiwan after just a little bit of pressure from China. It's not China that's the problem. Taiwan was its own worst enemy. They've got a badass culture in their immigration department. But in their police culture, they don't. At least for now. I don't want to jinx it. All of us have our problems. And I'll tell you what, from what I get, immigration in the States seems to actually be pretty nice. It's our police that seem to be the big problem. Immigration laws and policymakers. But immigration officers in Taiwan, in the United States, immigration officers in the United States, from what I hear, I hear some pretty nice things. They're pretty law-abiding and reasonable. But I myself had this attitude at the skate park. This person, you know, I fell down in the heat of the moment. I was angry at someone I wouldn't be angry with. I didn't want to be angry with, but it was heat of the moment. And so I had to look inside my heart and check my attitude and find out why I had this attitude that responded automatically like this. And the police aren't doing that. But I'll tell you what, I had an experience. And earlier this week, I was driving my buddy's house. There was a mother with her kid in the wrong side of the road. I was in mid-turn. Cars were everywhere. There was no way to change anything. My bike was leaned over slowly. I had to brake during a turn, which you cannot do. So the wheels slid out from underneath, and I just went straight down. I didn't skid. I went straight down. And so I've got some injury you can see here on the Twitch cam. I've got some injuries there. There, you can see them. No, just blood, just mild abrasions. My buddy patched me up right away. I wasn't angry. Lady said, "Are you okay?" "No, I don't. I'm fine. I don't care. I'm busy. I'm fine. I don't care. See you tomorrow."